do we represent? Whom do we represent as faithful Catholics today? We represent all the faithful. We represent the fidelity of all who were faithful in the past, all who died in the peace of the Lord and preceded us. If the saints of the past could have foreseen that in such a crisis, there would be faithful who would uphold complete fidelity to the Catholic Church, they would have blessed us from afar. They would have felt themselves our kin. From afar, they would have felt a kind of consolation. At least these are doing what I would have wished to do if I had been alive in that time. We therefore represent all of them. We represent all the faithful souls scattered in this world. We represent the souls who will come after us. These interconnections in history, arising from this doctrine of representation, are sometimes truly striking. You know that when Saint Regimus and his assistants taught Clovis and his Franks about the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, they cried out, lifted their spears, and said, "Why were we not there at the time of the passion to defend our Lord?" But in a mystical sense, they were there. For at his passion, our Lord foresaw what they desired. He foresaw that they would say this, and they consoled him at that moment. There is, therefore, a kind of reversibility across time in these various acts, all merging into a single grand scene. In that single grand scene, the few faithful of this age represent all the fidelity of the past, the present, and the future.